From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducted a massive air raid on targets in the rebel-held areas of Aleppo Friday. The attacks come on the eve of new rounds of talks to curb the violence in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Saturday. It's the first meeting between the two representatives since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks early this month. The West accuses Russia and its Syrian allies of war crimes for bombing hospitals and UN relief envoys in and around Aleppo, as they target Syrian rebels looking to topple President Bashar al-Assad. Tens of thousands of civilians are believed to have fled Mosul in recent weeks as Iraqi forces prepare for a final assault to retake the city from the Islamic State terror group. Despite talk by U.S. and Iraqi officials about setting up safe routes and government-controlled screening centers to handle the flow of fleeing civilians, VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden says concern is growing over the safety of civilians.
And aid groups are worried because they're being told by Iraqi military planners that they're not going to bother setting up evacuation corridors for these civilians, that they're not going to worry about the screening centers to make sure that the civilians are sorted out from those who may be actually Islamic State fighters and just seal everybody in.
Meantime, some groups say Iraqi officials are telling them the lack of preparedness for displaced civilians is one of the reasons they now want to close off all escape routes from Mosul. Thailand began a year of mourning Friday following the death of longtime king Bhumibol Adulyadet. The monarch's body arrived in Bangkok on Friday. The 88-year-old ruler died Thursday following years of failing health. Condolences have been pouring in from around the world, including the U.S., where President Barack Obama said the king was a close friend of the United States and a valued partner of many U.S. presidents. A White House statement added, "His Majesty leaves a legacy of care for the Thai people that will be cherished by future generations." Two more women have alleged that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump made unwanted sexual advances toward them, including a contestant in Trump's television show The Apprentice, who told the reporters on Friday that Trump kissed and grabbed her at a hotel where she had gone to discuss potential jobs.
"He put me in an embrace, and I tried to push him away. I pushed his chest to put space between us, and I said, 'Come on, man, get real.' He repeated my words back to me, 'Get real,' as he began thrusting his genitals. He tried to kiss me again with my hand still on his chest, and I said, 'Dude, you're tripping right now,' attempting to make it clear I was not interested."
In his latest rebuttal to the allegations he sexually assaulted women, he told supporters in North Carolina today, Trump that is, that he doesn't know his accusers.
"These are lies being pushed by the media and the Clinton campaign to try and keep their grip on our country. They are all false. They're totally invented. Fiction. All 100% totally and completely fabricated. Never met this person, these people. I don't know who they are."
Trump rival Democrat Hillary Clinton is off the campaign trail Friday, but President Obama campaigned on her behalf at a rally in Cleveland, Ohio, repeating his claim that, in his words, Trump is not fit to be president.
"And it shouldn't be a complicated choice, because it's a choice between somebody who is as qualified as anybody who has ever run for this office and somebody who has proven himself unfit to lead or represent this country that we love."
The sexual allegations against Trump have prompted numerous Republican officials to distance themselves from him, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, the highest-ranking Republican in the U.S., but Ryan has stopped short of withdrawing his endorsement of Trump. The U.S. Department of Justice says three men have been arrested for allegedly planning an attack on a mosque and a housing complex in Garden City, Kansas. The acting U.S. Attorney, Tom Beal, told reporters all three are charged with domestic terrorism. Beal said the men were planning to target locations occupied by Somali refugees. He said the men had stockpiled weapons, ammunition, had planned to park vehicles full of explosives at the corner in Garden City apartment building, which houses about 120 people. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.